The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful today. How are you?
I'm good.
We have with us for the second week in a row, Tony Siciliano, the owner of Siciliano Window and Door. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Very nice to be back. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming back with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if there's a topic that we haven't covered, or if you want to put your business on the show, send us an email. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, which is mobile friendly. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube as well. Tony Siciliano, owner of Siciliano Window and Doors. Can you tell me, give me a brief background history on your company, where you service, what you do every
sure,
day
Jackie.
Of your life?
Sure. Our company is a family-owned business. It's myself and my son, Anthony Jr. I'm in the window and door industry now approximately 40 years. Our store is located in Scranton on the corner of South Main Avenue and St. Ann Street at 1022 South Main Avenue. We have a retail operation servicing mainly Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. However, I do branch out to approximately five counties. I do Pike, Monroe, Wayne, and sometimes we get into Columbia County, but I will go out and service all of those areas.
You install new windows and you repair older windows.
We do. Our store is based on new construction windows, replacement windows, replacement parts and pieces. However, new construction, that's usually done by the contractor. However, replacement windows, we do that. What we also service and supply, by the way, we're factory trained service providers from Anderson Window and Marvin Window, but we also supply sash parts, which is the glass, the operable glass, operators, screens, you name it, just about any part and piece for the window is available through us.
So last week we had a fascinating discussion regarding windows and all the different topics that arise.
That was fun.
Yes, that was fun. Great information. This week, I thought we'd focus our discussion on doors.
They're wide variety.
You do installation of doors.
Yes.
All types of doors, exterior, interior.
Correct.
Everything except garage doors and aluminum doors.
Right. We don't do garage doors. That's a pretty select group of people that do that, and we leave that to the pros.
Okay.
Aluminum doors, which you would see on a storefront, also a specific group of people, which we do not get involved with. That's more of a commercial product that we just don't have access to.
But you do commercial doors?
I do commercial windows.
Okay. How about commercial doors?
Commercial doors, it's kind of a separate entity. I do steel commercial doors. Sometimes the aluminum glass doors, no, that we don't get involved with. But I am doing a commercial job right now where we're supplying the steel doors and the steel frames for it. So, yes, we do that.
All right. So, let's talk about doors.
Yes.
On the inside of the home.
Okay.
Hollow core versus
solid core.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
You have a wide variety. Tremendous amount of products that are available. You can go from the simplistic door, which is a flush birch or Luan door, normally hollow core, and we've all seen those, all the way up to and including a multi-panel mahogany door in specific sizes ranging from 6 foot eight up to 8 foot tall. So you have a spectrum of doors that is just almost limitless in today's market. many, many available and many styles. You have Masonite doors. You have solid wood doors. You have solid core doors. You name it, it's available to you.
What's the difference between solid core and solid wood?
Most of the thing that I see in a solid core door, meaning it's usually Masonite and or a birch or a Luan door, the interior is made of particle board. And the edges are usually a hardwood that's used to support the door, the hinges, the knob, those particular areas. A solid wood door will have, some will have particle board, but some are laminated lumber, real wood that is cross-grained to stop the door from warpage. And in today's technology, you are going to get a much better performance with that type of door, because when we had a tremendous amount of trees available to us, we would just cut slabs of wood and glue them up and put the doors together. Well, those wood pieces, they warp because they just are going to move towards the heat. With the laminated lumber, it restricts that movement, and now you get a solid wood door that's going to give you much better performance.
And a big difference between a solid core and a hollow core door is the sound deadening?
Number one is the sound, because you just don't get that transference of sound from one room to another. The swing weight, which we feel when you always get that nice solid close, you hear that nice solid
funk, yep.
Reaction to the frame. That's one of the biggest features. And I think that's why more and more people buy a solid core door, is to get that feel and, of course, the sound.
Right.
And there's security involved as well.
You should have them on your bedroom. I mean, we have them, the
absolutely.
Solid doors on our bedroom, and you close the door and it just shuts out the outside world.
It absolutely does. It's a tremendous way to go.
But even though, it's a solid door, sometimes I notice in houses when we show them, it's not cut correct and maybe there's too much space. Yes.
Underneath.
And so you're defeating the whole purpose because that sound is coming in.
Depending on the flooring and the contractor, when he puts it in, a lot of times the framework, the doors come pre-hung, which means the door is hung on a frame and then they're put into the openings. A lot of time, the frame legs need to be cut lower and the door gets dropped down a little bit further to coincide with whatever flooring you're using. So that's a very important part of it. It's not just, I put in a new door. Well, what kind of flooring are you going to use? You want that door to stay relatively close to the carpeting, the hardwood, the tile, but yet give you that sound protection you're looking for.
Thinking is that when people have carpet and they want to remove the carpeting and the door is already cut.
Right, and it was big, high, deep shag carpet.
And then they want to expose the wood floors and refinish the wood floors, they're going to have a
there
little.
There could be a space, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, right.
That would require taking the door out of the frame and cutting the frame down and dropping it down. It can be done.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's just some work.
It's work. Yeah,
it
but you can
work.
Do that?
Absolutely.
All right. So what's popular indoors?
Today, in an exterior door, which is what we do, I'd say more like 85% of the time, is the fiberglass door industry has gotten extremely large. There's so many options.
It exploded.
It has absolutely exploded. We use one of the best well-known names in the industry. It's Therma-True. They offer such a variety of wood grain design, smooth if you want to paint. They do offer steel doors, of course, which are still very popular. But the wood-grained part of the fiberglass door has, again, like you had just said, has exploded. There's mahogany wood grain. There's oak wood grain, Douglas fir. To give the customer and the architect the design ability that they're looking for and maybe a specific color, we offer them pre-stained. We offer them pre-painted. We can do stain one side, paint another side. The glass options, the book went from 12 pages to 190 pages. It's crazy what's out there today for the homeowner.
So a lot of different designs and styles.
Absolutely.
Anything that you can think of, you have.
Virtually.
All right.
Virtually.
So they go with the fiberglass door because of the maintenance, low maintenance of a fiberglass door, but the wood grain look?
Absolutely. But it's twofold. You have the wood grain look of the wood door that we all want, but we don't want the inherent problems of what most people think they're going to get with a wood door today.
What are those problems?
Well, again, like we suggested earlier on a wood door, is that sometimes the door has a tendency to warp. When you take a wood door and you pre-finish it and you put it outside and you don't protect it, it's like taking a piece of your interior furniture and putting it on the front porch. You want to protect that wood door in any way you can, meaning it should have regular maintenance. Every 3 to 5 years, that door may require to be restained and refinished to make sure it's not taking on moisture. With the fiberglass door, because, let's be honest, it's a composite product, it doesn't absorb moisture. So the weather does not affect the door in the same way. Now, that's not to say you don't need to protect it. I'm a firm believer in storm doors over these beautiful doors that you've just invested in. You should protect that door. And there's many beautiful storm doors that you could put over it, not to detract from the look of that door. However, once it's stained and it's finished, you're going to have a door that should last you many, many years. And that's the beauty of the fiberglass door. It doesn't warp for the most part. It will not dent. If it's scratched, it's repairable. You don't get that with the wood door or a steel door. If you hit a steel door, you dent it. Well, now you have a dent.
Yeah,
it's not
a
going
ding
away.
Forever.
It's just like your car. You
can't bring it to the body shop.
Nope. And it is some of the problems. So for the customer who's looking for a product that's going to give them years and years of service and beauty, we still get the beauty of that wood grain. The fiberglass door, in my opinion, is the way to go.
Okay. All right. So, well, you know, you're dealing with this every day and you're out there. So you recommend the fiberglass door.
I do.
Okay. So what about leaded glass, frosted glass?
Tremendous qualities, options that are out there. First of all, a leaded glass entry door is triple pane glass. So you never touch the leading. It's in between two pieces of tempered glass. By law, every door has to have tempered glass in it. So the children, the dogs, and everyone is protected, God forbid, if they should break the glass. You have everything from frosted glass, which will illuminate, but you will not be able to see through. There's rain glass, reeded glass, decorative obscure glasses. And then, of course, a variety of any of the lettings. You have oil rub bronze, satin nickel. Of course, brass is still available. But those things have changed dramatically. You know, people are getting away from brass more and more, and satin nickel and oil rub bronze seem to be something that's a little bit more popular today, and it doesn't seem to go out of style as much. So there's a lot available to you in the glass area.
How are these things for security, the glasses, the leaded glass and all of that?
It's triple pane glass, and people are under the assumption that it's pretty easy to break through. We've had a situation this year where I replaced the door for a customer where someone tried to break in, and they broke the outer pane of glass, but they never got through the other two panes. It is tempered, so you can hit a piece of tempered glass pretty hard. It will shatter, as we know, into all those little tiny little pieces, but once that starts to break, someone's going to hear it. The sound of tempered glass breaking sounds like a gunshot going off almost, so it's pretty loud. But security-wise, you do have available to you as well as security glass. You can get absolutely unbreakable glass if you want it. So it is available.
Wow.
With us today is Tony Siciliano, Siciliano Window and Doors. May I have your contact information?
Absolutely. We're located at 1022 South Main Avenue in West Scranton on the corner of St. Anne's and Main Street. Our phone number is 570-209-7643. You can contact us on Facebook. We're available on our webpage at sicilianowindow.com. And we have an email address that is sicilianowindowanddoor@yahoo.com.
And Siciliano, please spell.
Sure. It's S-I-C-I-L-I-A-N-O.
Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. Why pay rent when you can own for less money? We have a great deal on an updated 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home at 413 Luzerne Street in Scranton for only $69,000. This move-in condition home has many updates, including a newer roof, newer furnace, newer windows, and newer siding. The taxes are only $1,075 a year. It has a nice-sized fenced-in rear yard and a rear deck. That's an updated move-in condition, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home. at 413 Luzerne Street in Scranton for only $69,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. This week I have homemade lasagna for you.
Yeah, you don't.
What time is that?
This is your lasagna dish. Are you sure you want my lasagna?
Listen, I'm Italian. How bad could it be?
But I'm Irish, and I don't make a good lasagna, trust me. Last week was meatloaf, this week's lasagna, Pat. These are your statistics, okay? This is the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for single-family homes purchased in the last 30 days in Luzerne, Lackawanna, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. How did people pay for these homes? 36% paid cash. They didn't go to a bank.
A third. Wow.
Right. 36% went with a conventional loan. That's a regular Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan. 21% went with the FHA, Federal Housing Administration type of mortgage, and 3.5% went with the Veterans Administration of VA type of mortgage. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
This is nice.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down.
Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court?
No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is huge.
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, the award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Reddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. With us today for 2 weeks in a row, we have Tony Siciliano from Siciliano Window and Door Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me again.
I cannot say your name quickly because I just trip
over
myself.
Try it when you're 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
And you're also known as the window doctor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
We're talking about doors this week. The first half of the show, you told us that fiberglass is really where it's at these days. Most people are choosing a fiberglass, maybe with a wood grain finish, and the durability of the door and the low maintenance of it.
Correct.
And it's a door that stays around for a long time.
You should get an awful long lifespan from a fiberglass door. If it's well taken care of and maintained, it does require a little bit of maintenance, but the nature of the product is definitely going to give you a good performing lifetime.
Last week we talked about windows. So you do window repairs, you do new installation of windows, replacement windows. You do door installation mostly, any type of door except for garage doors.
We just don't do like the commercial aluminum doors.
Aluminum, okay.
Yeah, steel doors, we absolutely do.
You do the steel doors, okay.
Yes.
You also do repairs of the doors on my home. Like I have my front door, say the weather stripping. Mine right now, the rubber is actually, it looks like it's got a tail because it's kind of ripping off, and then I snip it and then it's got another tail and now I have a draft under the door. But you can take care of all of that?
I think everyone's experienced the torn sweep at the bottom of their door. It's a very popular thing to happen. It's just over a course of time, back and forth, we open it how many thousands of times, that sweep is going to start to fail. So yes, we can replace that for you along with weather stripping, which you'll see around the perimeter of the door, and things like the cap on the sill of your door, the threshold, as it's known on the door. The threshold itself usually is not replaceable because it's fastened to the bottom of the frame. However, the cap on that threshold is adjustable in most cases, and that's a replaceable piece as well, yes.
So it doesn't matter who the manufacturer is, you can take care of this stuff.
We have access to many. So chances are very, very good that I can replace that piece for you. Yes, sir.
Okay.
How about patio doors?
Yes.
Let's talk about all the different types of patio doors that you have, the variety that's available for a consumer these days. Lots and lots of doors for patios, right?
There's many, many types of patio doors.
Not just the ugly old sliding ones that we used to see.
No, I was about to say, thank you. The oldest thing that we all remember is the old aluminum sliding patio door, which is so antiquated today that it's probably one of the number one doors that we replace. Along came after that was the all-wood patio door, or the atrium-style patio door, which was the door that was hinged in the middle and it swung in. That was as innovative as it got. Today, we offer everything from double in-swing patio doors, double out-swing patio doors, to bifolding patio doors, believe it or not. Like your closet door, your patio door can fold the same way, and they come in large sizes all the way up to, believe it or not, 40 feet. So you can get a patio door anywhere from your standard 6 foot wide, 6 foot 8 inches tall, to 40 feet wide, 10 feet tall. So there's many, many options available. And today you can custom size a patio door. If you have an older product that was made maybe in a smaller size, the companies that we offer are able to manufacture a door for you to the size that you have. Maybe you need to fit it inside a brick opening or a masonry opening, or you don't want to damage the siding on your home. All of that's available to the homeowner now. The days of, oh my God, I have to tear this all out and I'm never going to get the right size, that's over. You can get exactly the size that you need.
So what's the most popular with patio doors these days?
One of the products that we've all heard is the French-style patio door.
Right.
And what the French style means, most people think it's double swinging doors. Well, that's not true. French means that the style and the rails, which are the part that surround the glass, are wider. So you have that wide style, that's the part that goes up and down. And the rail is the kick plate at the bottom and the part across the top. So that represents a French-style door. Now, you can get that in a swinging door, a sliding door, in-swing, out-swing. You name it, you have it available to you. That's still the most popular.
Still the most popular.
Right. However, we are starting to see more and more people say, I want more glass. So they're starting to go back to the older style, which was more glass, less frame, because let's be honest, that's what you're buying. You're buying a patio door for the glass to see out and the visibility and whatever. And we're seeing more and more people starting to revert back to that. Not that the French door is out of style or people aren't using it. It's just that more and more people want that glass option.
Sure. Bring in the natural light.
Bring in the outdoors.
Right. Okay. So, you know, first half of the show, you talked about storm doors. You are a believer.
I am a believer.
He's a true believer.
I'm a true believer.
You're a believer in the storm door. We were actually talked out of having storm doors. And so, therefore, our main door that we use most of the time every day, 24/7, is the back door.
Right.
And so when people come over, they like to stand
at the door.
At the back door. With the door wide open.
And then tell us a story of War and Peace.
And every critter
and
just
every
got
critter
into
just
your home.
Came right past
them. Exactly.
Yep.
It only makes sense to us that if you invest in a door, protect that door. Now, that storm door, there are security storm doors available, obviously, but that's also a barrier. For you, when you open that door, there's a barrier between you and whoever may be at that door. Now, storm doors are tempered glass. Storm doors are much heavier duty today than they were even as far back as 20 years ago. It's not just a flimsy little piece of aluminum.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. And you have many options available to you. If you've invested, let's just use a figure of, say, $4,000 or $5,000 on a front entry door of beautiful stained fiberglass with side lights and all that, wouldn't you want to protect that door? So the storm door is twofold.
But that's actually why we were talked out of it, because they said don't hide your door.
If you buy a beautiful full view storm door, you're not hiding.
See, that's why you're here. You know what to say, because you have those doors that you can actually see the front door through the storm door.
Right. I mean, I would never talk anybody into it unless they absolutely agreed with it. However, pardon me, the theory of the full view storm door, if it's color coordinated properly, you don't see the storm door. You still see the door. And that's what we do. We are in the process as we speak of doing several front entry doors that we're replacing, and every single person has purchased the storm door to go over this beautiful door that they're investing in. And at this stage of some folks' life, they're saying, I don't want to ever do this again. So protect your investment. I believe the storm door is a good way to go. Is it absolutely a necessity? No, it is not. But it's a certain way to protect what you just
purchased. Well, it makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons to have a storm door. And number one is the protection of the door.
Yes.
But, you know, what we established on break as we were talking is that the frame of a door and a window is just as important, or maybe even more important, than the actual glass in the center, correct?
Correct. And it's funny you should mention that, because one of the problems with the fiberglass door was you purchased a fiberglass door that was virtually not maintenance-free, but able to sustain any type of weather, but the frame was made of wood. Now, if you didn't paint that wood frame on a regular basis, it was susceptible to rot. Today, with the composite products that we're able to make, you can buy a fiberglass door with a composite frame that you could literally put in water and it'll never rot. It is just amazing what we're able to do today with the man-made products. So we're also conserving nature. We're not taking up all the trees to build this frame. We're using recycled material to build a composite frame that'll never rot on you. And that's really a phenomenal feature that you could buy now with a new entry door.
Tony Siciliano, owner of Siciliano Window and Door, family-owned company. Can I have your contact information, please?
Absolutely. You can call us at 570-209-7643. You'll either get myself or my son, Anthony Jr. We're located at 1022 South Main Avenue in West Scranton on the corner of St. Anne's and Main Street. You can check us out on Facebook. We're available on our webpage at sicilianowindow.com, or at sicilianowindow@yahoo.com is our email address.
And Siciliano is spelled?
S-I-C-I-L-I-A-N-O.
Tell me about some discounts and promotions that you offer.
We offer these on a regular basis, senior citizen discounts, and of course, military discounts to all our veterans.
Excellent. Very good information, 2 weeks in a row. Thank you for joining us here.
My pleasure. I'm honored to be here. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have an exceptionally well-maintained three-bedroom home at 507 Boyle Street in Dunmore for only $139,000. This home sits on a large 80 by 125 lot with a large detached two-car garage. This home is in move-in condition with generous room sizes, updated electrical, covered front and rear porches. That's a move-in condition three-bedroom home on a large lot with a two-car garage at 507 Boyle Street in Dunmore for only $139,000. And that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And Pennsylvania Association of Realtors reported in the first quarter of 2016, only 9% of housing markets in the country were less affordable than their normal levels. And this is according to a recent report from Realty Track. In Pennsylvania, only one area is less affordable compared to recent years. The Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Hazleton area has seen an increase in the cost of housing, but not in wage growth. Statewide, in the first quarter of 2016, the average Pennsylvania homeowner had to spend more than 30% of their monthly wage to afford their monthly mortgage payments, property taxes, and insurance on a median-priced home, and the median price is $199,000 statewide. This is an increase of nearly 4% compared to the same time frame in 2015. The most affordable time for homeowners in Pennsylvania was in 2012 in the first quarter, when the average homeowner only spent 22.2% of their monthly wages on their home. The least affordable time was in 2006, when the average homeowner needed to spend more than half of their wage, 53.2% of their monthly wages on their home. Overall, Pennsylvania is an affordable option for most home buyers. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.